I've never known League Two like this, and if we can just focus on ourselves and make sure we pick up the points, then you know you can soon find yourself in a lot healthier position. But you know, I think from now to the end of the season, it's going to change week in, week out. I think there's teams who think maybe they're safe at the minute or get dragged into it. So all we can do is focus on ourselves and focus on the game tomorrow night and make sure we do our job and not rely on anybody else.
Get on to Morecambe in a second, but it's a big period, isn't it? You play quite a lot of the teams around you in the next few weeks.
Yeah, we've got two home games coming up now. So they're vitally important. You know, we want to maintain kind of the last couple of games we've played at home. We're beating Chesterfield and then a clean sheet and picking up a point against Hartlepool. So these next two home games are massive for us, especially going into two away games then. So, you know, if we can put the performance in at home and get on a good run, then, you know, the way our away form's been, then hopefully we can pick up plenty of points.
You've already played 56 minutes of this particular fixture. It got abandoned because of the rain. Did you feel like that was a game you were going to go on and win?
Well, you'd like to think so, with them reduced down to 10 men, but, you know, it's not always the case. But, you know, I felt that at the time, especially first half, we were on top. Looked like there was only one team going to score. Then and second half, you know, we only got 10, 15 minutes into it. But, you know, you always back yourself at home with a man extra. You know, you'd like to think we'd have gone on and created some chances and hopefully scored.
This rivalry's been going on for a long time, certainly all the time you've been at the club. You've still got this good record to protect. How much in your mind is that?
I suppose for me it's a bit more in my mind than some of the lads, because some of the lads have only, you know, been here a season or two. So, you know, I've played against Morecambe plenty of times whilst I've been here, and you know, it's a record, you know, we're proud of, and hopefully it's a, you know, a psychological edge we've got over them. So, you know, I'll be desperate to keep that going, and you know, it'd be nice to get the double over them this season.
Do you get to know the Morecambe players from playing against them over the years? Is there a bit of that extra banter out there on the field or before the game?
Yeah, I suppose a lot of the lads know each other if they've been with each other at previous clubs, or like you say, played against them over the past few years. And I think I've been on a course with Jim Bentley, so I know Jim anyway himself. So yeah, a lot of lads know each other. But you know, as soon as that whistle goes and you're out there and you're fighting for 3 points, kind of, you know, as we've seen in the past fixture here and at Morecambe, friendships go out the window, and it's all doing your best for the clubs you play for.
Can it dictate where you end up fighting come the end of the season? Because we touched on it earlier, you can probably jump 5 or 6 places if you can win it.
Yeah, I think obviously it'll help us. If we can get on a bit of a run from now to the end of the season, then, you know, our fate's in our own hands. As long as we do our jobs, then we'll be fine. But, you know, survival or a top half finish isn't going to be secured tomorrow night. It's a stepping stone, and it's a game that can, you know, hopefully start off a good run in a couple of weeks where there's plenty of games.